you know, with traceability and the new rule that we've seen, it's really an update. I think, say, new rule, it's a habit we've gotten into, but it's a little bit erroneous because it's an update to an existing rule, not changing the requirements for what types of cattle have to be carrying a form of official animal ID across state lines, not changing, you know, which classes of cattle are exempt from that, but changing the type of tag that needs to be used. So now we've got a final rule out that NCBA and all of our partners at the state level, all of our affiliates have been working with APHIS on this for a long time now. But we've got a finalized rule out that says the new form of official animal ID is going to be EID tags. Now, I think you made an interesting point tying this back to the lab grown or, you know, the consumer side, the beef side. Having full animal traceability all the way through the supply chain definitely does open up some opportunities for some different product claims that we might see on labels in the future. Gives you the ability to verify those processes at more points in the supply chain. But I think the really big factor that we're focused in on when it comes to EID tags and traceability is the ability to respond to a foreign animal disease outbreak. We've got FMD knocking at our door. And I would say knock on wood, all of your listeners knock on wood. But unfortunately, with the amount of global commerce that we do every day, with the amount of people crossing in and out of the United States through means that we can track and through means that we don't track, it's really less a matter of if we're going to have an FMD outbreak and more of a question of when. And when that happens, there's obviously an enormous economic damage to our supply chain due to that mandatory stop movement order when those first cases are detected. So having cattle that are very quickly and efficiently able to be traced via those EID tags, having that data live in a safe and secure and centralized place with APHIS will enable our supply chain to get back to business and back to the speed of commerce a lot faster if that disease hits.